be a good idea to do this podcast demonstrating some of the features, most common features, that you'd want to perform using the X1 box from Comcast. This box has a voice guidance feature, which is still in beta, but it can be accessed very easily by everyone. With that in mind, I first want to apologize for any background noise that may happen with this recording. You know, this is done in a living room and I can't help it. So, with that in mind, let's get to it. Now, there are many buttons on the remote. As we're going through the demo, I'm going to talk about the most important ones as we go along. Let's get started by turning on our TV. To do that, using your X1 remote, you want to press the top right button, which is the all power button. So I'll do that, and my TV should start up. I'm using a Samsung TV, and they provide an audible cue when they're starting up, so there we go. And in a second, we should hear some TV audio. And there it is. One of the biggest areas that you can determine where you are with the remote is to locate the numeric keypad. And the numeric keypad on the 5 key has two dots. So that's a good marker. Now, to turn on the voice guidance feature to make this TV accessible, if you locate the 1 key, and then go one up above it, you should feel a small triangle button. Press this button twice, and you should hear the following.
Voice guidance beta. Hear on-screen text and options spoken aloud to help you navigate through screens. Press right arrow button then OK to activate. Tip, to turn off voice guidance later, return to the help section and press A. Cancel.
So it gave us a brief introduction to the feature and told us to press the right arrow to activate it. So when we press right arrow, Turn on voice guidance is now highlighted. Now when we press OK,
voice guidance fade on. Press the menu button to access the main menu. The menu button is a rectangular button located two rows above the OK button.
It told us that the voice guidance beta is on, and to access the main menu, to press the button located two rows above OK. Now we'll have a look in there in a minute. What if you share this television with other family members and they don't need voice guidance? Well, I'll quickly show you how easy it is to disable voice guidance. To turn it off, again we press that triangle button twice.
Voice guidance beta. On-screen text and options will no longer be spoken aloud. Turn off voice guidance.
And then we're highlighted on turn off voice guidance. So we can press OK.
Voice guidance beta off.
And we're told it's off. So let's turn it back on. I'll do this quicker. You don't have to let it speak everything.
Voice guidance fade on. Press the menu.
And there we go.
Access the main menu.
It's now up and ready to go.
There's a rectangular button located two rows above the OK button.
Now, first thing we'll look at is changing your volume. So I'll just describe where the volume keys are. On the very top row, you'll feel two power buttons. One is for everything, which is on the top right, and on the top left is just the TV power. But below TV power, you'll feel a little bar, which is your volume up and volume down. So pressing the top of it raises it, and pressing it down lowers it. Now that's handled by your TV, so the box does not give you feedback there. So now that you have the volume where you want, we'll continue, and we'll look at changing channels. Changing channels is quite easy to do with the box. You can do two methods. You can either use channel up and channel down, or you can type it in using the numeric pad. First, we'll look at channel up, channel down. Those buttons are on the right side of the remote, below the all power button that we used earlier. So, if you go down from that button, you'll feel the channel up and then channel down. So we'll press up. But, however, there is no feedback when you do this, which some people would probably like that, there's no feedback, because you don't hear every channel you're clicking to. But if you would like more feedback, the best method is to type in the channel number that you want to watch. So, we will type 7 on the keypad. And again, this is laid out like a phone keypad. So when we press 7,
press OK to select 7WHDH channel. Press up and down arrow keys to review search results. Press exit to dismiss.
We are told to press OK to select channel 7. So we will do that. Oh, I guess we're already on 7. So we'll go to channel 4.
Press OK to select.
And we'll press OK. And here we are on channel 4. So that's the method that I would definitely recommend if you really want to, you know what channel you're on. So now let's look at viewing the guide. There are two methods that you can use to get into the guide. The first one is to use the main menu, or you can press the guide button. To get into the menu, you press the button above the up arrow. But if you just want to do it quickly and get right into the guide, you can find that menu button and go one over to the left, and you'll be on the guide key. Hello? So we'll press the guide button, and we'll see what happens.
It's kind of a busy day today.
Guide. Press right or left arrow to review programs on this channel. Press up or down arrow to review programs on other channels. Press OK to view program options. Press guide to filter channels.
So it gave us some help. Now, usually it's supposed to speak the now playing section of the guide. But since it didn't, we can easily fix that by pressing right arrow and then going back with the left arrow. So we'll do that.
Now playing. The Bold and the Beautiful. 22 minutes remaining. Press OK to watch.
So again, the arrow pad is very easy to find as well. It's very tactile. So it told us the name of the program that we were watching, and then it said press OK to watch. Now we can browse the guide with right arrow, which we'll do that for a second.
2 p.m. The Talk. 3 p.m. Dr. Phil.
So I'm just pressing right.
4 p.m. Judge Judy. 30 minutes. Press OK to view program options.
Now, say we want to know the details of today's Judge Judy. We can press the OK button in the center of the arrow pad, and we will hear what the show's about. So we'll press it.
I know it's weird, but Judge Judy, 4 to 4:30 p.m. rated TVG, closed captions available. A teen claims his uncle took back the truck he bought from him. Also, a 40-year friendship comes to the fore in a case. Episodes.
And now we have the following options. Episodes, so we can press through the arrows, using the arrows.
Options.
Options. Now, this is because I have this program set to record. Otherwise, there'd be a record option there.
Cancel.
Cancel, again, that won't be there. And that's so you can cancel the recording.
Other times.
You can view other times.
Series info.
Or series info. So the guide is very easy to use.
Judge Judy.
Now I just pressed my up arrow.
30 minutes.
To go back to the list of programs.
Press OK to view program options.
sense of humor.
So now, let's look at how very easy it is to record a show. We'll keep going on the guide.
4:30 p.m. Judge Judy. 5 p.m. WBZ News.
So I'm pressing my right arrow.
6 p.m. WBZ News. 6:30 p.m. CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. 7 p.m. Wheel of Fortune. 30 minutes. 7:30 p.m. Jeopardy. 30 minutes. Press OK to view program options.
So let's say we want to record Jeopardy. And if you give me the opportunity, it's very easy to schedule a recording here. There are two ways to do it. If we press OK to hear the details,
Jeopardy. Teachers Tournament. 7:30 to 8 p.m. Rated TVG. Closed captions available. Day 7 of the 2015 Teachers Tournament features the second semifinal round. The winner of the two-week competition gets $100,000 and a spot in the Tournament of Champions. Episodes.
We have similar options to what we saw earlier.
Record.
But this time we can hit record. But there's an even easier way to do this. Let's go back out with the up arrow.
Jeopardy. 30 minutes. Press OK to view program options.
Now, we can press a record button. Now, the record button, if you locate the main menu key, which is above the up arrow, then go up one more, and then to the right, that's your record key. And when you press it, you'll be bringing to a little menu. Now this depends on the show, but with most series, if we press it, we should get this.
Record options. Jeopardy. Today 7:30 to 8:00 p.m. on 804 WBZ HD. Just this episode.
We can record just this episode. Or
all episodes.
All episodes. So for this, we'll just use just this episode.
Just this episode.
And press OK. Now we get no feedback. However, the DVR is set. Now we'll look at recording a whole series because you get some options. We'll go back one to Wheel of Fortune.
7 p.m. Wheel of Fortune. 30 minutes. Press OK to view program options.
And we'll press our record key again, which is find Xfinity, go up one, and then over to the right one, and we'll press it.
Record options.
Now this is the same, so we'll hit right arrow.
All episodes.
And we'll select all episodes with OK.
Record options. Wheel of Fortune. Press up or down arrow to review categories. Confirm.
So now we're on confirm or cancel. Is the other option here.
Cancel.
But if we press our down arrow, we'll be taken in to some more options.
Record. Press left or right arrow to review items. Press up or down arrow to review categories. Press OK to select. New episodes only.
So you can have it record new episodes only, or
new and repeat episodes.
New and repeat episodes. So I'm pressing right to cycle through these. We'll just leave it on new episodes only. And now we can press the down arrow.
Additional spot channels. Channel 804 WBZ HD only.
So we can have it record on this channel only, or
HD preferred.
HD preferred.
SD preferred.
Standard definition preferred.
Channel 804 WBZ.
Or back to 804.
Save. Until space is needed.
So again, we went down, and we can, it says save until space is needed, or
for 1 year.
For 1 year.
until space is needed.
We'll leave it at until space is needed, and we'll press down arrow.
Keep all episodes.
We can have it keep all episodes.
Only one episode.
Only one episode.
Only two episodes.
Only two episodes.
Only three episodes.
Only three episodes.
Only four episodes.
Only four episodes.
Only five episodes.
Only five episodes.
All episodes.
Or all episodes. So we'll press our down arrow.
Start. On time.
Okay, it's asking us if we want to start on time, so at 7 p.m. Or
1 minute early.
1 minute early.
2 minutes early.
2 minutes early. Etc.
1 minute.
So we'll go back to
on time.
On time using left arrow. And then the next option is similar.
Stop. On time.
The stop option. And again, it's the same thing.
1 minute late.
But we'll select on time. And those are the options. So if we press up arrow.
Stop. Keep. Save. Channels. Record. Press left or right arrow
go up one
to
more.
Review items. Press up.
And press.
Cancel. Confirm.
And we press confirm. Click OK. It's set. And we'll now record Wheel of Fortune every day. So that is how you set recordings and view the guide. Now we'll look at managing the DVR. So we can exit out of here by finding the Xfinity button, going up one and to the left one, so the same row as the record button. And we'll just press it, and now we're out of the guide. Now we could have a look at the menu, because we're going to go into our saved option, and have a look at how you access a recorded show, as well as how to see what is scheduled. And we'll look at how to cancel a recording, if you decide you don't want it. Okay. So, we will go into the menu by pressing that Xfinity button, finally. Again, that's above the up arrow.
Xfinity main menu, press right or left arrow to review, then press OK to select. Guide.
And now, first option is guide. And then we can press right arrow.
Saved
is the option we want. We'll come back to it in a minute.
On demand.
On demand.
Search.
Search, which is not accessible.
Apps.
Well, not totally. Apps.
Settings.
And settings.
Search. On demand. Saved.
So we'll go back to saved and press OK.
Save, press right or left arrow to review, then press OK to select. For you.
And now we're in some like tabs. And the first one that we have focus on is for you. Now we can go into this by pressing OK, but it basically shows your recordings and recommendations. So we'll press right arrow.
Recordings.
Now recordings is similar, it just shows your recordings in like a list view. It's my preferred way of accessing stuff, so we'll press OK to have a look.
Castle. Press left or right arrow to review items. Press up or down arrow to review categories. Press OK to select.
So if we press our down arrow,
Judge Judy, 23.
We can find our episodes of Judge Judy. And if we right arrow,
press OK to delete Judge Judy, 23 recordings.
We can delete all of our episodes. So now I hit left arrow and we're back on the Judge Judy option. So we'll press OK.
32 minutes.
And the first
rated
one.
TVG. High definition available.
It's reading us the details.
Recorded 2/9/4/29 p.m. on 804 WBZHD.
Now if we press OK,
watch.
We can watch it, and we press OK, and it starts playing. Now we'll exit by going up to Xfinity, up one more, and then left. And now we're back to our list of recordings. Now, I'm going to press the last button, which is one button below the down arrow and then one to the left.
Recordings.
And we're back to our tabs, so we have recordings. And the next one is the one we're going to have a look at, which is scheduled.
Scheduled.
So we'll press OK to go in here.
Judge Judy.
So then we'll schedule Judge Judy, which is today's.
Judge Judy.
And then both of those.
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. We have that scheduled. But let's say we want to cancel this. This is a series, so we'll record every day. But let's say we don't want this. We can press OK on this.
Wheel of Fortune. Recording today 7:00 to 7:30 p.m. on 804WBZ HD 30 minutes rated TVG. High definition available. Classic game show version of Hangman in which contestants solve word puzzles for cash and prizes. Episodes.
So again, we're back in this menu. So we have episodes.
Options.
Options.
Cancel.
But cancel is what we're here for. So we'll select cancel and press OK.
Cancel recording. Wheel of Fortune recording today 7:00 to 7:30 p.m. on 804WBZ HD. Just this recording.
Now it wants to know if we want to cancel just this recording, so today's recording.
All future recordings.
Or all future recordings. And we want to delete all future recordings. So we will press OK. And done.
Recording canceled. Your recording for Wheel of Fortune was cancelled. Press left or right arrow to review items. Press up or down arrow to review categories. Press OK to select.
And there it is. Now let's cancel our Jeopardy recording.
Judge Judy. Jeopardy.
So we'll go in here again. With OK, and then we'll press right.
Options.
Until we hear cancel.
Cancel.
And there's cancel, so pressing OK.
Cancel recording. Jeopardy. Recording today 7:30 to 8:00 p.m. Cancel recording.
We have cancel recording or
keep recording.
Keep recording. So this time we'll choose cancel.
Cancel recording.
And press OK.
Recording canceled. Cancel.
And there it is, it's canceled. So let's exit out of this. And that is your DVR. Pretty simple and straightforward. Now, we won't really look at on-demand in this podcast. However, it's very usable. You know, it's very similar to the way the DVR and all these other features have been working. But I do, however, want to have a look at the accessibility settings so I can show you what's in there. So let us go in to our Xfinity menu.
Xfinity main menu, press right or left arrow to review, then press OK to select. Saved.
And we'll go to settings.
Search. Apps. Settings.
And there's settings, so press OK.
Settings, press up or down arrow to review, then press OK to select. Preferences.
Now we have preferences. General.
Device settings.
Device.
Parental controls.
Parental controls.
Accessibility settings.
And here we are.
Features and services to assist with different needs, including closed captioning and video descriptions.
Okay, so we'll press OK.
Accessibility settings, press up or down arrow to review, then press OK to select. Closed captioning, off selected. Press left or right arrow to review items.
So we'll press our down arrow
to review categories.
So the first option was closed captioning, so we'll press down.
Closed captioning options.
Options for closed captioning.
Video description, off selected. Listen to audio descriptions of a program's key visual elements. Note, when video descriptions aren't available, you may hear Spanish or another language instead.
So there's our video description. Now, it gave you a pretty good warning that sometimes you may hear a foreign language on channels that don't have video description. So I usually keep this off. And then finally we have
voice guidance beta, on selected. On-screen text and options are spoken aloud to help you navigate through the screens. Tip, to quickly turn voice guidance on and off, press the A key on your remote twice.
And that's all that's in the menu, so we'll just back out, and we'll turn off the TV, again with all power. So, I hope this little demonstration of Comcast's accessible TV interface has been helpful. And you can contact Comcast's accessibility department at accessibility@comcast.com. So thank you for listening to this podcast, and I'll see you in a future podcast.